run into this problem a lot. Users basically don't have the capital to fund the project that they're contracted for.
Who's your laser?
Hey, is this David?
Speaking.
Hey, David, this is Taylor with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
With who?
Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. What company's that?
Yeah, we're a private business bank based out of San Diego. Yeah, the reason why I'm calling is, you know, I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer we sent out to you due to, you know, good borrowing history with Mintaka in 2014. Does that ring a bell by chance?
No, I sure don't.
Okay, well, not a problem. Well, you're pre-approved for $250,000. You know, I just like to say I work with a lot of graphic designers and, you know, successfully help them out grow their business. And so I'm just kind of wondering if, you know, you're taking on any growth or any new accounts that really, you know, where you need capital or equipment at by chance.
Not at this time.
Not at this time? Okay.
No.
Is your business growing? Is it doing good right now?
Oh, yeah. Top 20% over last year.
Oh, right on. Well, are you taking on new accounts, or is it mostly repeat customers?
Some new, but repeat.
Okay. What do you normally do business for, commercials or individuals?
Most of mine is contract work.
Contract work?
Yeah. We are actually a laser cutting and engraving company.
Right, yeah, I know.
Yeah, we do a lot of business for furniture companies, military weapons, you name it.
Military? Okay. What kind of marketing you do for that? Like, how do they, how do they know you're out there?
Well, I'm doing a new website, but basically it's word of mouth. I hardly ever advertise.
Wow, you've been able to grow just like that? You must be pretty good.
No, honestly, we do not advertise, and we went from one machine, we're up to five, so... Yep.
Okay. How do you finance that?
Somebody tells somebody else, and I just picked up two new accounts last week.
That's crazy. That's awesome. I'm glad for you. How do you finance those machines? Are you still working with Mintaka?
Well, actually,
you go through the vendor?
I leased through Paramount.
With Paramount?
Well, I think it was like 38.
Okay. And how fast do you, get money back on those machines?
Pretty quick.
Pretty quick? Like a month or two?
Well, you start generating the first month, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, you're not paying for it in the first month, but, yeah, you start generating income. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Immediately.
Because you're charged by the hour, and so you're generating income.
Right, that makes sense. Are you bringing on new employees then?
Yep.
Okay. So you're looking to, are you possibly looking to relocate, depending on, like, how many more accounts and machines you're looking to bring on?
Well, we just added one this year, so at the end of the year, I might look at something. Yeah,
okay.
See how it goes with this crazy election.
Yeah, it is kind of gnarly. Well, I'm glad, you know, I talk a lot of businesses that, you know, are losing business because a lot of business is going overseas, of course. But actually, a lot of graphic designers I'm talking to. It's unfortunate, you know, especially in New York area. But I was wondering, you know, if you ever were looking into, you know, increasing your marketing, you know, past just word of mouth so you can maybe grab more accounts that way.
Well.
Is that something you could be interested in the future?
Well, it's something maybe, you know, not right now because we're, we're just going.
You just got so much work right now, you need to focus on that.
Yes. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Because you don't want to jeopardize what you got.
Most definitely. Grow too fast, you could blow out, I understand.
Yeah, and I've seen that happen. I was in the furniture business for 34 years, and then the Chinese hit that thing. It was just like a disaster.
Yeah, and then it went to Indonesia.
Yeah, and Vietnam, and yeah. It just,
yeah.
And a lot of my graphics artwork now I'm having done in India.
Really?
Yeah.
Like they're doing the engraving over in India?
No, I'll send them my artwork and they'll vectorize it and clean it up for me and have it on my desk in the morning.
Oh, wow. That's some fast turnover right there.
And for $8.
$8 per design?
Yep.
Wow. How'd you find that connection?
I was at a trade show. The guy walked up. He said, "Do you do any art? Do any artwork and graphics artwork?" I said, "Yeah, we do. I mean, you have to do artwork, you know, logos and whatever, because you're engraving them on chair backs or whatever."
Right.
"You send me two of them, I'll do them free and let you take a look at them."
And the rest is history.
Oh, yeah. And originally, when I first started 15 years ago, it was like $15 or $20. And now it's down to
$8.
And whatever I send today, I'll be on my by 8:30, 10 o'clock the next morning, I'll be here.
That sounds like a fabulous relationship you have with them there. Very comfortable.
But you were talking about a lot of that business is going over there now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like, you know, it's maybe starting to move back in the next 5 years. Of course, depending on, you know, the election and everything.
Oh, but I think it will, because people are not, you know, some of the furniture is moving back because it's more expensive now to get it over here, and they want, you know, full containers, and people, you don't want to tie up that much in capital.
Exactly. I understand. My dad is a project developer, and he's been telling me all about this. So, you know, I'm right there with you. I understand.
I spent 2 weeks over there in China, and it was amazing. They had million square foot factories.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, people just lined up like soldiers.
Yeah, but like one of the, you know, big risks, of course, is when you overseas like that, you kind of lose control in the sense that, you know, you have the risk of them stealing, you know, some of your designs and selling it to someone else or something like that, you know?
Well, they do that because when I went over, all the people we were competing against, the high end, we were in the high end, medium high end, they had their catalogs on the wall. And I said, "Well, would you make this one, that one, that one, and that one for me? For us,
No problem.
For just a container." And I just shook my head.
Yeah. It's that easy. That's
so
crazy.
It was an eye opener.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad, you know, overall, you know, I'm glad, you know, you're able to even get business and, you know, cut down your costs by over, you know, 100% or 50%, I should say. That's quite a task in itself. Just to circle back here, though, I just, you know, want to reiterate what we do here. We do, you know, working capital loans. You know, typically we can do 10-15% off your top line of revenues as unsecured cash.
Okay.
So if you ever wanted to use that towards, you know, extra marketing or getting a new machine or more materials, you know, you could do that. And we also do equipment financing, which is the reason why I was asking about that equipment over there.
What type of rates you got on equipment?
The equipment, typically we start in the mid to single digits. You know, there's a lot of factors depending on it.
Okay.
But, you know, the better your credit, you said you've been in business for 15 years, so that's also going to help a lot as well. Is there possibly an email I could get from you that I could send you some info just to look at for the future?
Yeah, you can send it to DavidS, DAVIDS, at HoosierLaser.com.
HoosierLaser.com. Awesome. Yeah, so basically that's what we do. You know, I will attach a couple apps for the both programs that we have here.
Okay.
And see if there's any need coming up in the future. Would it be all right if I contacted you maybe once a month or once a quarter to see how business is going?
Well, I do it maybe once, about every, you know, get at least a quarter.
Once a quarter?
Well, yeah, I normally don't do anything till towards the end of the year.
It's coming up, though.
Well, I know. The last one I did, it was in December, so I think the second week of December. So
yeah, take all the write-offs you can, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Well, I'm glad, you know, thank you for talking about your business a little bit with me. You know, if you're ever interested in, you know, the programs that we have here, send us some over, some information. You just give me a call anytime.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, David, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye.